The November elections are about a month and a half away now, and voters in Washtenaw and three other counties will be asked to fund a new regional transit plan. It has widespread implications, including some having to do with the health of our environment. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. What we are talking about is a 1.2 mil tax request as put forth by the Regional Transit Authority. If voters in Washtenaw, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties approve, the tax would generate nearly $161 million in the first year of collection, and over the 20-year life of the tax levy would raise about $2.9 billion. My guest this morning is one of two Washtenaw County representatives on the Board of Directors of the Regional Transit Authority. Elizabeth Gerver is also Associate Dean for Research and Public Policy at the Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Elizabeth, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Thank you and good morning.
Over the years, there have been some 25 different attempts to bring a regionalized transit plan to reality. All have failed in varying degrees. Why is this plan the right one, and why is this the right time?
So, thank you for asking that question. Regional transit has been a challenge for Southeast Michigan. We are the Motor City and the region surrounding the Motor City, and very much of our culture, our identity, has grown up around the automobile. This should be no surprise for most of our listeners. Over the last several years, though, that culture has changed. More and more people in our region travel to other places that have excellent public transportation. Young people who want to either move to or stay in the region recognize both the economic benefits as well as the personal value to them with regional transit. And so there's been a real culture shift in the region. In addition, there are changes taking place within Southeast Michigan that are making Detroit and other urban areas more and more attractive. The rebuilding, the revitalization of Detroit post-bankruptcy has been recognized by many, many people as a very exciting new moment for Detroit. And folks want to get into Detroit and take advantage of the many amenities and the many opportunities in Detroit. And so there's more and more interest and more demand for transit that links the region.
In past attempts, Washtenaw County wasn't really a part of the overall conversation of the proposals. How did it become part of the RTA this time around?
Yes. So Washtenaw County, when you look at statistics like the number of people who commute to and from Washtenaw County to other parts of the four-county RTA region, economically, we very much are a part of the region. Many people work in Washtenaw County, live in Wayne County, and vice versa, live in Wayne County, work in Washtenaw County. And so this has become clearer to people throughout the region, to policymakers and folks interested in the economic vitality of our region. And so over the last several years, there has been more and more discussions about both within Washtenaw County and within the rest of the region, how do we create the linkages so that that reality becomes easier for many people, even though many folks live in Washtenaw County, work in Detroit, and vice versa. It's difficult. It's inefficient. They've got to drive in their cars. They spend a lot of time unproductively. And so even though there are people who are making that commute, the sense has become greater and greater that that needs to be easier for people to make that economic connectedness more of a reality.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking about the November 8th ballot issue that would allow for a 20-year tax to be levied in Washtenaw, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties to pay for implementation of the Regional Transit Authority's Regional Transit Plan. Our guest today is Elizabeth Gerber, who is one of two Washtenaw County representatives on the RTA's Board of Directors. Now, it's estimated the plan is going to cost around $5 billion, but the tax is expected to generate under $3 billion. Where will the balance come from?
Well, one of the advantages of having a tax like this for our region is that it qualifies the region for a lot of federal and state funds that are not currently available to us. So in other words, many federal and state transportation programs require a local match. The feds and the state put in a big chunk of money, and the local governments, either regions or cities, are required then to put up matching funds. So there's a real multiplier effect to these resources. We raise some money and we get more back.
What would the Washtenaw County liability be in that?
Well, it depends on our success in obtaining those funds. So those are all offered on a competitive basis in which communities throughout the country for the state funds and throughout the state for the state funds are competing. So we don't know exactly which funds we will qualify for, but we do know from our interactions with folks at the federal and state levels that enhancing transit in Southeast Michigan is a real priority. And so we are quite confident that there will be funds available. Again, exactly what the Washtenaw County portion of that will be is all sort of hypothesized in the plan, but necessarily there's some uncertainty around exactly which funds will be received.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest, Elizabeth Gerber. Elizabeth is one of two Washtenaw County representatives on the Regional Transit Authority Board of Directors. So paint me a picture. If the RTA proposal passes in November, what does the public transportation landscape look like in the region 20 years down the line?
Well, the Regional Master Transit Plan lays out the investments that would be made over time in Washtenaw County and the other three counties, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, including Detroit, throughout the life of the plan, the 20-year life. And the key elements in Washtenaw County include a commuter rail line between Ann Arbor and the New Center in Detroit with stops in Ypsilanti, Wayne, and Dearborn. That's a commuter rail that would run 8 round trips a day, as well as a bus rapid transit line on Washtenaw Avenue that would increase service between those key employment and residential centers in Ypsilanti and Detroit, effectively that the Route 4 bus from the ride currently travels. In addition, there would be cross-county connectors where there would be commuter service between Ann Arbor and Western Wayne County. At this point, we're planning on Livonia and Canton as those destinations to be able to get workers back and forth, as well as enhance local service to make all the connections between all of these new investments. So the key is that we're building on the existing service, the existing public transportation structure that the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority so ably and masterfully operates within our region, and enhancing that. We've been working very closely with those partners to be sure that now we'll have more resources and more opportunities to enhance the region around these new investments.
Economically speaking, the RTA is projecting a positive economic impact to the region to the tune of $6 billion. Where does that money settle?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
The question is, it's going to have a, if it comes true, it's going to have a $6 billion impact. When I say where will that money settle, I mean where and who are the people that are going to benefit from that economic boost?
I understand. Thank you. So those estimates are based on the real experiences of other regions, peer regions around the country who have invested in public transportation. So Cleveland is a terrific example where they've built a light rail system that links parts of their region in a similar way that this plan would link parts of our region here in Southeast Michigan. And so the economic benefits come from multiple sources. One is the actual construction of the work. So there's a boom to construction jobs in the short term to build the new facilities, the new infrastructure. In addition, property values along the transit lines have been shown to increase dramatically. So property owners can either invest or sell their properties at a higher rate because they become more attractive. People understand that more and more folks will have access to whatever gets built on those properties or whatever existing businesses are already there. In addition, employers in the region have greater access to people to fill jobs. Our region currently has many jobs unfilled and many people looking for work, but no way to link those, that supply and demand, if you will. And so the benefits to employers to having greater access to workforce also play into that. So it's a wide range of economic benefits, which are very clearly shown in many, many communities that have had similar investments in their own transit systems.
Opponents of the RTA contend it's a plan that is using Oakland and Macomb counties and, to a degree, Washtenaw County to subsidize Wayne County and the city of Detroit and its inability to pay for its own effective system. What's your counterargument when you hear that?
Well, my strong view is that a strong region requires a strong central city. Detroit is a hub for this region. It has faced many challenges that we are very familiar with. Already in the life of the RTA, which was created in December of 2013 and began operating in 2012, and began operating in mid-2013, there have already been tremendous improvements in the DDOT system, the Detroit Public Transportation System. The funds that the RTA intends to invest in Detroit and Wayne County, as well as Macomb, Washtenaw, and Oakland, are not intended to, in a sense, fix DDOT. DDOT is well on its way to fixing itself right now. Rather, these are the long routes, the core infrastructure that connects the large region. And so, yes, it requires local bus service and other local transportation to be able to link to the investments that the RTA is planning. But the RTA is really providing the core linkages between the region. And so, yes, there will be benefits to Detroit and Wayne County and Oakland County and Macomb and Washtenaw. But the overall benefits to the region certainly outweigh any individual benefits to any one community. So we really do see this as a system that requires strong parts, but the parts that the RTA is really investing in are the linkages between those many parts.
Now, our time together is winding down, and we've only touched on very few of the topics that this entails. Obviously, a lot more research is needed for those who are planning to go to the polls and vote one way or another. What's your sense? Is it going to pass come November?
I very strongly believe that, yes, it will, and I know that when people learn about the RTA and the benefits both to them individually as well as to their communities and to the broader region, there's tremendous support for enhancing our transportation system. So what we need to do is get out the word, make sure that people understand the plan, understand both the local and the regional benefits.
I thank you very much for your time, and there will certainly be occasion to talk again before we get to November.
Thank you very much.
That is Elizabeth Gerber, one of two Washtenaw County representatives on the Board of Directors of the Regional Transit Authority. She is also an Associate Dean at the Ford School of Public Policy. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.